Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we're doing another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series. We're going to read this devotional and then we're going to teach on this, but this is another topic that we're discussing here that you won't often hear at many of the feel-good mega churches out there, because it's a call to responsibility and a call to check ourselves to make sure we're right with our Creator and we're doing things according to the Word, not just according to our feelings of the flesh. We must have a circumcised heart, folks. We must rise above and be set apart, truly set apart. And not make excuses to live in sin, but to understand and arise above it. And we can only do that with Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Hallelujah. So I'm going to read this devotional right now. And I pray all of you will hear this and really take this to heart. Not just those of you that know me and know this message. And I'm not here to preach to the choir. But those of you that think you're just doing fine with our Creator. Those of you that think since Yeshua, the one you called Jesus, died, there's nothing else for us to do because he nailed everything to the cross. Those of you that believe in his feel-good message that there's nothing from the gospel or nothing from this that shows man's responsibility for taking actions for everything that's going on in his life. This is a question of integrity. And integrity is the subject of this devotional. And we're going to read now, and then we're going to do a teaching upon it. It says here, as we read about this idea of integrity and what it is in this devotional. Integrity is the courage to stand behind an idea that emanates from the mind of Yahweh. But you might be thinking, who has known the mind of Yahweh? But we have the mind of Messiah, says in 1 Corinthians 2:16. Of course, to know his mind, you first must be able to hear his small, still voice. And this does not come without effort. Remember, it is still. Only speak into the quieted mind. It is small, causing you to put forth effort in a voice, the will of Yahweh within you. Having integrity in all things is really just saying that you have the mind of Yahweh on all matters. It's recognizing his principles as they repeat over and over in noticeable patterns. Like love, peace, and joy, the idea of integrity is only defined by the creator of the principle, the creator of all commanded patterns. If our Father is perfection, then integrity is a portion of the pattern that leads to him. Integrity must then be an integral part of any idea that illuminates from the mind of his created ones. An idea that truly illuminates from the eternal I am incorporates every single principle or command into the idea. Integrity sifts an idea like silver, which is purified 7 times, only to illuminate any piece of the idea that does not conform to all of the creator's principles. Or in other words, his mind, integrity removes all dross and stands firmly no matter what comes against it. Integrity understands that it is bound to face its vast opposition, and therefore it expects to suffer, but it also expects to stand in the suffering. In a fallen world, any standard that espouses absolute integrity will be attacked from all sides. The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of the Almighty, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians 2:14. No doubt integrity will stand as surely as its creator stands, and it will inspire all the enemies to wreak havoc on the spiritual idea, because the carnal mind is at enmity against the mighty one. For it is not subject to the law of the Almighty, nor indeed can be. Romans 8, verse 7. At the same time, integrity exposes any part of yourself that is not yet uprooted. Integrity, the courage to stand behind endure the suffering of, an idea that eliminates from the mind of Yahweh. It is the state of being whole and undivided from Yahweh. Integrity is unity, coherence, cohesion, and togetherness. The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the perversity of the transgressors will destroy them. Proverbs 11:3. That is our devotional for today and the topic of integrity. And just like the way we look at the idea of love, there's a Greek way and there's a Hebrew way of looking at the idea of love. And in the Greek way, we think there's many different levels and many different types of love. And we could say, oh, there's something in a Greek form of love called agape love, which is the love of the Father, which is the highest form of love in all this. That is not a Hebrew mindset. That is not a biblical concept. There's only one when it comes to scripture, whole or unwhole, complete or incomplete. And when you look at the topic of love that we discussed, if one is any short of all the aspects of love, then it is not love. And then when we go to the idea of integrity, it's the same principle. There's no different forms of integrity. There's either all or none. There's no different forms of being a believer and a follower of Yeshua. There's either all or none. There's no neutrality with our Creator. You believe in Him fully or you don't. There's no neutrality. You must continue to move forward and get in your relationship with Yahweh in order. If we look in the scriptures, we look at the definition of integrity again from a different source. It says the word integrity is thrown around like sometimes it doesn't seem to mean the same thing to everyone. And let's look at the dictionary definitions here and talk about what they mean. Integrity, the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles. Now, the problem with this is the morality of today's world, for the most part, is scripturally based or at least goes along with scripture. But the big issue is there's no moral guideline or moral code for everyone to follow. And each person is deciding what is right or wrong or what is good or moral based on their feelings and not on the word. And not on the word. And we're living at a time today where more and more what the Bible calls immoral or unholy, people are starting to accept as normal and okay and good. And this is a problem. We must have a moral guideline and a moral code which shows us what right or wrong is. And it must be the scriptures, the Torah, the holy word of Yahweh. Because if we base it on anything else, we're going to think we have integrity when we don't. And that's the division or the deception of the enemy. And another idea of integrity says the quality or state of being complete or undivided. We just discussed that here. Based on either it is your flesh or the circumcised heart. And then another definition is a sound, unimpaired, perfect condition. And that can only come with Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Only with Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. When we go to the internet, we look at integrity. It says integrity is the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles or moral uprightness. It is a personal choice to hold oneself consistent moral and ethical standards. And this is all great until we think about the moral and ethical standards of the world we live in today versus the Bible. We must choose one or the other. Most people today and every person in this world that does not believe in the holy words of our Creator are basing their integrity on their own feelings and thoughts. And even if some or even most of their feelings and thoughts go along with Scripture, if it's anything short of Scripture, it is immoral, it is not integrity, there's no integrity, and it's something we should flee from. The essence of integrity, it talks about in the Scriptures, we look at several people. There were two men in particular. There was King David, and there was Job, and then there was Joseph, and then there was Moses. Well, there's many men in there, but we look at Job as a man of integrity. Yahweh consistently called him a man of integrity. When he lost his family and his livelihood and his health, his wife told him, as it says in the scriptures, to give up his integrity and to curse Yahweh. To curse Yahweh. But he upheld and he said, no, I will never do that. As we look at integrity, the two most important parts of integrity are truth and honesty. And in all this holds the rest of keeping our word and being moral and following the guidelines and instructions. But truth and honesty is what it really comes down to. And it says in Philippians 4:8, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure. Ephesians 4:15 says, speak the truth in love, growing in every way, more and more like Yeshua. To me, what it comes down to is doing what's right. Not right according to my eyes or according to my feelings, but right according to Scripture and what the Scriptures say. And we have these prayers all in the Scriptures about integrity, honesty, and faithfulness. They're written all over the Psalms and the Proverbs. They're all in there. And we have to think about these things. Psalms 24:3-4 says, who may climb the mountain of Yahweh? Who may stand in his holy place? Only those whose hands and hearts are pure, who do not worship idols and never tell lies. Who do not worship idols and never tell lies. I've met very few people that don't tell lies and do not worship idols. People are making an idol out of everything today, and they're telling lies, and they're making excuses for them. This is not a man of integrity according to the Scriptures. It says in Psalms 34:14, the eyes of Yahweh are upon the righteous, and his ears open to their cry. To their cry. The righteous are the ones that do things right. Those are the ones with integrity according to the Scriptures. And a lot of people like to believe in lip service, and a lot of people like to believe in a lot of things they feel is good. But I am telling you right now, if you do not live according to the guidelines and instructions, the Torah, the commandments of our Creator, you lack integrity and you cannot be fully trusted. You just cannot be. Doing what's right is not just an action, it's also a feeling, but it's also an understanding that our Creator is important and in charge of all things, made all things, created all things. And even if it goes against our own thoughts and our ideas, we must follow what He says. For it says in Proverbs 28:18, he who walks in integrity will be delivered, but he who is perverse in his ways will suddenly fall. We look all in the Scriptures of David, of Job, of Paul and Barnabas, and all the other priests and all the people in the Scriptures who walked in complete integrity. Complete integrity. And then we look at the ones that didn't. There's so many in the Scriptures that lacked the integrity that our Creator expects from each of us. Remember, truth and honesty. Remember, doing the right thing according to our Creator's word. Remember these things. Remember what it means to be truly set apart. Truly set apart. The Bible tells us to make the right thing, which means righteous. That's where we get the word righteous from. Right. Righteous and right. And then you have unrighteous, which is the opposite. The Bible is a book of opposites. You have good versus evil, life versus death, blessings versus curses, and righteousness versus unrighteousness, or doing the Torah or not doing it. And that is sin. If you're not doing the right things according to Scripture, it is sin. And it says in James 4:17, to know sin and not to know good and not do it, to him it is sin. We need to do what is righteous and the righteous thing in Scripture. And I'm sad to say that most people that even claim to know Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, aren't living according to Scripture. They're not following the words according to Scripture. It says in 1 Peter 3:14, but even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear their threats and do not be frightened. You see, righteousness is the highest thing that we should seek. That's why our Creator created us, to do what is right. He gave us the Bible so we would know what is right. And we would live it. And he gave us the set-apart spirit to know when we're not doing something right. And we would regret it and feel terrible about it. So we would make the best choice in the next time. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not lose heart in doing good. For in due time we'll reap if we do not grow weary. James 1:22 says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Yeshua answered, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. My Father will love him and we will come to him and make our home with him. And James 2:8 says, if you really keep the royal law found in you, love your neighbor, love yourself, you are doing right. there's no completeness in doing anything short of his holy commandments. We need to follow the example of Yeshua. It says in Ephesians 5:1, be followers of Yahweh as dear children, following him. He poured out his love for us, that we would be righteous in everything we do, in everything we would do. That's why we give you these devotions and I talk about these things, about how to avoid living in an unrighteous life. It says in James 4:7, submit yourself to Yahweh, but resist the devil and he will flee from you. When many people choose his side, remember there's a battle going on and there's two sides to choose. And he's given us the scriptures to know. He's given us two things to know if we're living a righteous life or not. Yahweh, not the enemy. Yahweh's given us two things. Number one, he's given us the Holy Word. He's given us the Bible. And number two, he's given us the Holy Spirit. And these two things will never make us feel good or confirm we're doing good according to his word. Nobody can have the set-apart Holy Spirit and feel good about living in sin. And nobody could read it in the Word and say something different, that it's right there. I'm not talking about the excuses and the lies of the unrighteous and those with no integrity. I'm talking about if you have integrity in the Scripture. He calls us in Scripture to seek good and turn away from doing unrighteous things, to seek what is right in the Scriptures. Isaiah 1:17 says, learn to do what is good, seek justice, correct the oppressor, defend the rights of the fatherless, and plead in the widow's cause. So many people that have this struggle with sin, and it's understandable. But when we get that circumcised heart, we understand what it means to live for Yahweh, what it means to do that. In 1 Corinthians 10:31, therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do everything for the glory of Yahweh. To live a righteous life for the glory of Yahweh. Colossians 3:17 says, and whatever you do, do in word or deed, do all in the name of Yahweh, giving thanks to Yahweh by the Father by him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do what is right and continuously pray and seek integrity and pray for integrity in every single situation. And we look at the scriptures, what it says about being blessed for being children with or without integrity, being cursed. It says, Deuteronomy 22:20, I will abandon them and see what becomes of them, for they are twisted generation, children without integrity. This is the warning call that Yahweh had given us. We are called to show ourselves faithful with the highest integrity. 2 Samuel 22:26 says, to the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To those with integrity, you show integrity. That's what we must seek for. That's what we must seek for. 1 Chronicles 29:17 says, I know, my God, that you examine our hearts and rejoice when you find integrity there. You know that I have done all this with good motives, and I have watched your people offer their gifts willingly and joyfully. 2 Chronicles 19:7 says, fear Yahweh and judge with integrity. For Yahweh does not tolerate perverted justice, partiality, or taken brides. And we look of the integrity and the examples he gives us in Scripture. And we go back to Job. It says over and over and over again in the Scriptures, and at least three or four, maybe more times, Job 1, Job 8, Job 3, 2, verse 3. It says, he was a man of complete integrity. Complete integrity. His wife called him out on it and said in Job 2:9, are you still trying to maintain your integrity? Curse Yahweh and die. Complete integrity was his highest goal. That's what it was. That's what it was. Job 4:6 says, doesn't your reverence for Yahweh give you confidence? Doesn't your life of integrity give you hope? And Job 8:6 says, if you are pure and live with integrity, you will surely rise up and restore your happy home. It's all about integrity, folks. It's all about integrity. And we look at what it says in all the scriptures about that and how Yahweh blessed Job. How Yahweh blessed Job. And the scriptures talk all about this in the Psalms and the Proverbs. And the prayer in Psalms 25:21, may integrity and honesty protect me, for I put my hope in you. And we look at the beautiful Psalms by David and his standard of integrity that he kept, even in his times of sin, how he humbled himself and realized what he did wrong. And it says all in the scriptures in 119, joyful are people of integrity who follow the instructions of Yahweh. Joyful are people of integrity who follow the instructions of Yahweh. That's it. The fruits of the Spirit, the joy and the peace comes with integrity. That's the key. That's the key. We must walk in integrity. Proverbs, which is another word for wisdom, in 2 verse 7 says, he grants a treasure of common sense to the honest. And he is a shield to those who walk with integrity. That's it. People with integrity walk safely. People with integrity will be fine. Yahweh protects those who walk with integrity. And those who have that circumcised heart are people of integrity. That's it. Not only are they blessed, but the scripture says their children will also be blessed. Integrity is the highest thing we must esteem for. And did you know the Psalms and the Proverbs and the original covenant are filled with the idea of integrity? Then when we get to the idea of the renewed covenant, the principle is still there. Yeshua is there. But there's only three places it's mentioned in the renewed covenant. And one of them is John 1, verse 47, says, as they approached, Yeshua said, now here is a genuine son of Israel, a man of complete integrity. First Titus 3:8 says, in the same way, deacons must be well-respected and have integrity. They must not be heavy drinkers or dishonest with money. And then Titus 2:7 says, and you... Well, that was 1 Timothy 3:8, which we just read. And then Titus 2, verse 7 says, and you must be an example to them by doing good works of every kind. Let everything you do reflect the integrity and seriousness of your teaching. So that's what we must uphold. We have to understand we are accountable. We must be accountable. We are representatives of Yahweh. We must understand this importance of this accountability to Yahweh and to each other. You know, it says in 1 Corinthians 4:2, now it is required that those who have been given to trust must prove faithful. Must prove faithful. And our walk is an example of that. It's a great example of that. We have an accountability to Yahweh to be with the highest integrity. It says in Romans 14:12, so then each of us will give an account of ourselves to Yahweh. Hebrews 4:13, nothing in all creation is hidden from Yahweh's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid before the eyes of him who we must give account. 2 Corinthians 5:10, we must stand before Yahweh to be judged, or Yeshua to be judged, when we each receive whatever we deserve for the good or evil we have done in the earthly body. We are accountable. Remember that for our integrity. So we're also accountable to others. It says iron sharpens iron. To know the word, to live the word, and to be accountable to the word. To understand the importance of speech and speaking. We are called simply to be set apart. Set apart. That's what we are called to be. We must pursue the highest integrity. And remember this, to follow Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, always, always. And that's what the holiness and the set apartness is all about. A man of integrity is a humble man. Is a humble man that follows the Creator's guidelines and instructions. 1 Peter 2:9 says, you are not like that. You are far chosen people. You are royal priests, a holy nation, Yahweh's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of Yahweh. For he called you out of darkness into the wonderful light. They're talking about integrity. We must have it. We must have it. Because we have been set apart. Deuteronomy 14:2 says, you have been set apart and holy to Yahweh as your Elohim. And he has chosen you from the nations of the earth to be his own special treasure. And just like he chose David, and just like he chose Adam, and just like he chose Joseph, and just like he chose Job. It says in the scriptures, many are called, but few are chosen. But what that really means is many are called, but few choose. We have that choice which side we're going to choose. And I call you today to walk in complete integrity. And don't let the excuse of man or the deception of the enemy try to keep you away from conforming to the mind of Yeshua. Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what Yahweh's will is, his good and pleasing and perfect will. And it is for us to walk in integrity. It is for us to keep his commandments. It is for us to understand complete love. And anything short of it is not love. It's time we live set apart from this world's ways and what the world teaches us and the way we brought up. And to understand we're made new with Yeshua. And that's where the circumcised heart comes in. It's not just lip service. When you accept Yeshua as your Messiah, something is supposed to change. Your heart. Your heart. And now it's time to love what he loves and hate what he hates. Galatians 2:20 says, my old self has been crucified with Yeshua. It is no longer I who live, but Yeshua lives in me. So I live in his earthly body by trusting in the Son of Yahweh, who loved me and gave himself to me. And if we trust in him, we're going to have the highest integrity, because we're going to walk in his ways and not follow the way from the as the wicked do, which is sin and living against the guidelines and instructions. We're not going to follow those ways. We're going to imitate Yeshua. It says in Ephesians 5:1, therefore be imitators of Yeshua, or be imitators of Yahweh as we love children. And this world will hate you for that. They'll come against you for that, because you're not walking away according to them. And there are people out there in today's world that are getting condemned for doing the right thing according to scripture. But the joy and the peace is the fruit. That's the fruit. Not the houses, not the cars, not the money, but the joy and the peace that comes with knowing with Yeshua, I'm walking in the highest integrity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah means praise a wonderful creator. So to all you set apart ones that are looking to walk in complete integrity, regardless of the world, what the world tells you, what the world does, praise our wonderful creator that we have his holy word and his holy spirit, which are both set apart, and they make us set apart. And that's how we have to walk. We don't have to spend our lives defending the truth. We just got to be in the scriptures, be in prayer, and praising and thanking Yahweh for giving us the amazing gifts he's given us and the grace that he gives us and the mercy he gives us to get it right. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this wonderful day you've made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, everybody, for listening. You can see more at my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. Have a blessed day, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life
Ministry. Hi, I'm Lorna Moody, a licensed realtor with RE/MAX of Stewart. I have a passion for helping people, and I'm determined to help all my clients in all aspects of their transactions. I specialize in first-time buyers, and I'm a certified military relocation professional. If you're in the market to purchase vacant land for investment or future development, I would love to be your realtor of choice. So, for all your real estate needs within the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast, I can be reached at 772-872-2102.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention the call letters WCNO when you write, call, or visit the ministries or supporters of WCNO. That's WCNO.
I'm Rick Addison, pastor of The Grace Place. We're in a sermon series entitled Difference Makers. Most people I talk to want to make a difference with their one and only life. Join us for worship Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday 9 or 11 a.m., online at thegraceplace.com. We're located